The seeds of violent revolution are making their way into Mexican-American communities, and a new bill in Congress could make things worse. But there is a solution. Hello, I'm your host, Baruch Ellison, and this is Attack Report This Week for March 5th, 2006. Few people would dispute that a nation must be able to control its borders to maintain national security, but sometimes measures packaged as protecting the country can be dangerous traps under false labels and may actually undermine border security. The U.S. Senate is beginning its review of an immigration control bill that has already passed the House of Representatives just recently. Buried inside this proposed legislation is a controversial provision that, if passed, would require charitable and religious institutions, such as churches, for example, to demand proof of legal residency from people receiving charitable assistance and to deny relief to those who cannot prove they are not illegal aliens. The proposed law would penalize charities that don't conduct this inspection. Preventing terrorists, criminals, and subversives from entering the United States is one thing. But blocking charity from genuinely impoverished refugees not only violates fundamental religious principles, it could even backfire against America's national security. Decades ago, the border between Mexico and the United States did not have an immigration problem and needed very little guarding. That was before the Mexican government began a wave of nationalization, seizing privately owned industries throughout Mexico and imposing radical socialist laws during the 1970s and 80s. The wide-ranging assault on the Mexican economy brought predictable results. Production collapsed, creating severe unemployment and plunging millions of Mexicans into desperate poverty. Inflation destroyed savings and investments, and soon famine swept the country, forcing so many people to find and eat wild vegetation that cactus plants almost disappeared from Mexico. Since then, we've been witnessing millions of the poorest Mexicans streaming across the American border in search of economic relief, often risking their lives in treks through open desert. Mexico's problems trace back to communist revolution during the 1910s and 20s, when Marxist revolutionaries seized power. Under the ruthless dictatorship of such men as Carranza, Calles, and Cardenas, the Mexican government so thoroughly abolished religion that over 90% of church institutions were shut down, children were forced out of religious education into a new Soviet-style Marxist school system, and even religious services became illegal. By 1926, the systematic looting, rape, and murder by the leftist regime provoked a 3-year peasant uprising of tens of thousands, extending through several Mexican provinces. The regime responded with brutality and mass murder, at times bombing entire villages to annihilate all the residents. Although full communism has never yet been imposed in Mexico, the Marxist rulers did suppress the peasant rebellion and have remained in power to this day, mainly through the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI. It is that same Marxist political infrastructure that further socialized the economy, triggering mass famine and waves of refugees across the border into our country. Simply put, that means Mexico's crisis cannot be solved until America invades with military force and overthrows the Marxist-run system. In the meantime, communists here in America seek to exploit the desperation of illegal Mexican refugees. If religious, anti-communist Americans do not provide badly needed assistance to the impoverished refugees, they will become dependent on leftist organizations that will be happy to provide basic services, at the price of recruiting the refugees into violent revolution here in America. Communist front organizations such as the Mexican American Legal Defense Fund, the American Friends Service Committee, the ACLU, the NAACP, and many others known to support revolution and terrorism are now working to co-opt and radicalize Mexican refugees. Jewish tradition teaches that the biblical cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were judged and destroyed mainly for the sin of legally banning charity to the poor, especially immigrants. America's only chance to avoid communist revolution may lie in providing charitable aid to Mexicans here and military intervention in Mexico, before the communists fill the vacuum with the Red Terror. Thank you for listening. From all of us at Attack Report, goodbye. Attack Report This Week is available at www.attackreport.com.